International health officials are alarmed by the rise of drug-resistant strains of tuberculosis and say international strategies are urgently needed to combat them. South Africa's health ministry this week hosted a meeting of experts from the World Health Organization and 11 Southern African nations. Executive Director Tami Mseleku said African governments were among the first to raise the alarm.
It was the region itself that actually identified the challenge of TB as an emergency in Africa and resolved that all countries in Africa should start developing strategies for dealing with the emergency.
Mseleku said a recent outbreak of drug-resistant TB in South Africa has killed more than 100 people, nearly one-third of those diagnosed with the strain. Tuberculosis is a highly contagious disease caused by bacteria that usually attack the lungs. It is spread when a victim with active TB coughs or sneezes. Multidrug-resistant tuberculosis is resistant to all the main anti-TB drugs, known as first-line drugs. It is also resistant to older medicines, known as second-line drugs. These were abandoned decades ago because of their serious side effects, but are now being brought back into use. An even more serious strain, called extreme drug-resistant TB, resists almost all drugs known to science. Experts are worried because new anti-tuberculosis drugs may not be available for another 15 years. The director of the WHO's tuberculosis department, Mario Raviglione, said a recent survey found drug-resistant tuberculosis on every continent.
Multidrug-resistant TB is present everywhere in the world where we surveyed, in 102 out of 109 countries that have been surveyed in the last decade. So it's a universal problem.
1.5 million people died of TB last year. 9 million new cases were reported. Of these, 400,000 cases were drug-resistant. The highest recorded number of victims were in China and countries of the former Soviet Union, but the highest number of deaths per capita were in southern and eastern Africa. A WHO specialist on TB, Ernesto Jaramillo, says drug-resistant TB strains could be avoided.
Drug resistance is man-made. The causes are not only biological, but also social and economic.
He says drug-resistant strains emerge because of improperly managed treatment of TB, including the use of low-quality drugs and the incorrect use of drugs. Drug-resistant strains also surface when patients abandon treatment before they are cured. In the developing world, treatment of TB can cost one-half of the average monthly wage. In addition to the expense, the movement of migrant workers between rural and urban areas makes it difficult for them to maintain treatment programs. Experts note that Southern Africa, with 11% of Africa's population, recorded two-thirds of the continent's deaths from TB. They said this is due in part to the high incidence of HIV/AIDS in the region. A director of the WHO's Department of HIV/AIDS, Tegwest Guerma, said more than 50% of the people with TB in Southern Africa are also infected with the HIV virus. She says that HIV sufferers, because of their weakened immune systems, are prone to reinfection, and this makes them susceptible to extreme drug-resistant TB, or XDR-TB.
The XDR-TB crisis will not, in most parts of the world, be solved unless HIV is properly considered.
She says that because of the stigma of HIV, many people avoid being tested, which means many cases of TB go undetected. And she says a lack of collaboration between the two programs means that people diagnosed with HIV often are not tested for TB. She says in order to combat both scourges, HIV and TB programs must work closely together. Dr. Jaramillo says it is possible to cure 100% of those people infected with non-resistant strains of TB and up to 60% of those with extreme drug-resistant TB. As a result, he says, strong anti-TB programs are highly effective against drug-resistant strains as well. But an advisor in the WHO's Africa office, Wilfred Nkoma, says a lack of resources in Africa is a major challenge.
Time is on our side. I think that we all owe it to our people. It is an individual responsibility. It is also a public responsibility, a collective responsibility.
He says as a result, human and financial resources must be mobilized to strengthen the continent's health systems. A 10-year global plan was launched in January to treat 50 million TB patients and save 40 million lives. The plan calls for $56 billion in funding, $47 billion for detection and treatment, $9 billion for research. Two-thirds of the funding is to come from individual countries and the rest from multilateral organizations. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Pretoria.